Hello, welcome back to another night of learning. This is Zion. Cannot replace from Mordechai Plasker. Now beginning sure in instead. We are learning. We are Nishma, Sky, and Baruch Ben Zavol. Bas Pinchas, Miriam Lima Basaro, May the Shem have an Aliyah. We are learning for Fula Shalema, for the Schuss. We're learning and dominating for Fula Shalema, for Schuss, for those who are sick to get better. We help the Fula Shalema, the Karov. We are learning for the schools of Eretz Yisrael and for Klal Yisrael. This week's parsha, this parsha is Korach, and you might be familiar with this, how Korach leads a rebellion, and he has a fight with Moshe, and there is an entire story back and forth until Moshe resolves the rebellion. Korach did not do the right thing, and it does not end well for him. It does not end well for him. The Gemara, Chazal talk about it, what went wrong, what happened, and that's a whole subject in itself. But towards the end of the Parsha, what many people may not realize, towards the end of the Parsha Korach, there are actually some mitzvos which are written in the Parsha, and it's possible that there's some sort of connection with the story itself. Afal pi kein, we're going to take one particular mitzvah, and we're going to talk about it. Kol chelev, so the pasuk says, Perek Yuches, pasuk is based. Kol chelev yitzar, all the best of the oil, the kol chelev, and all the best tirush of the gun, of the wine, of the grain. Reishi sam, the first part of them, Ashri tinu Hashem, luchanes atim. Which I give to Hashem, to you I have given them. Rashi says, Reishi sam, hu truma gadola. This is the truma. I have before me the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss, I believe. Once or twice, I've quoted him in Rav Asher Weiss before. And I actually gave this shiur locally, so I figured since it went pretty well, I'll give it again here in the shiur line. So it's called Simulamit Dalid of the Minchas Asher, Tavel Truma B'mashkin. We're not going to get through the whole thing. It's pages upon pages. But Tavel, which means you did not take off Truma, and Truma, which means you take part of your field, I believe, and you give it to the Kohen, the mashkin are juices like fruit juices. What's the deal with fruit juices? And of course, the pasuk that I just told you, that when it comes to oil and wine, you give it to Hashem, which means the Kohen. It's first section, which we're probably just going to be able to go through, and that's it. It's called Truma in Havei Mena Torah. The truma of fruit is that from the Torah. That is, if a man is living in Eretz Yisrael, will make it the Jews have control and so on and so forth, like it was in the olden times. So if, let's say, somebody has an apple tree or an orange tree, do they have to give truma? Is that considered truma? Is it midoraisa? And if it's maybe not midoraisa, is it midrabanan? It's going to be a discussion. I'm going to read and translate. And the short answer, in case it's not 100% clear, most rishonim say when it comes to truma saperos, it is not midoraisa. It's probably midrabanan, but it's not midoraisa. That is that to take off the apples or oranges for the truma, it's not minatora. This is what Rav Asher Weiss writes. He nechukul rabbeinu rishonim b'mekomos rabim, mahi truma mechaves minatora. It's machokis rishonim in many places whether truma is chayiv deoraisa. That's Rav Harishonim de minatora ain't chayiv ela b'dagan tirosh v'yitzar. According to most rishonim, the only thing that you're chayiv in is our grains, meaning wheat, belt, rye, and oats, and a couple others, wine and oil. Kolkach Rashi brachos lamed vav amar aleph. Rashi says this Tosos be Rosh Hashanah yebeis on the base bepsachim din vav ayin base. Tosos says this arrive it beperek aleph and truma salach hey. The arrive it says this harashba v'ritva b'shabbos simeches amar aleph. All those rishonim say that it is only the chayim and the rice are grains, wine, and oil. The kachisik hachazan ishla lachem b'master simin zayin simin kaf chafei ayin shom. And the chazan ish also says this as well. However, davs a Rambam the berak beis milchus truma salacha aleph. Rambam says in the Mishnah Torah. The whole parah se'in l'chayim yavim min haTorah, that all fruit trees are chayim min haTorah. So most Rishonim say it's the Rabbanan. Rambam says deraisa. The like ma'aser yarek midrabbanan. However, for ma'aser vegetables are midrabbanan. Das arayzed huva b'Rambam. Arayzed, this is what the arayzed brings to the name as brought by the Rambam. Ritva and Ritva b'Bava Mitzia Peraches, the whole Shuvas Aminim Chayav Meretor. That all the Shuvas Aminim, the seven species, are Chayim Meretoraisa. I forget exactly. I'm so embarrassed. Wheat, pomegranate, and a few others. Olives. I unfortunately, I'm very embarrassed. I don't remember the Shuvas Aminim, but the seven species that Eretz Yisrael is blessed with. This is brought by the Meiri. Well, halacha kai malan. What halacha is the ain shuma meister nogin min haTorah el b'dagan tirosh b'tar v'chid shitas rav rishonim k'mivar. The halacha is that when it comes to that truma is only for wheat and for oil and wine. That's how most Rishonim, that's the opinion most Rishonim, like we explained. Amnam, however, there's two ways to the path of Ramban. Haramban prepares all the Torah. The Ramban says on the Torah, Kasav Dizisim Anavim Echayavim in the Torah, Ela Yayin Shemin Bilvad, Dehainu Tirosh Vistar. That he says that olives and grapes are min haTorah, but it's only wine and oil. The Hainu Tirosh Vitzar, that's what the pasuk says, Tirosh Vitzar. The Kolkach Talmidei Rabbi Yonah Bebrachas Sham, that's what the Talmidim of Rabbi Yonah say. So that, what does he say? That only wine and oil is Chai min haTorah. Acharam Ba'an Sas Devarav. But Ramban contradicts himself. Says that even the olives and the grapes are chayiv min haTorah. So which one is it? The olives, is it the wine and the oil, or is it also the grapes and the olives? Kvar amar al stira zu agon rakiva eger b'tosofa sava mishnayos sof perikatan m'sekas truma ayin sham. And the Rekiva Eger explains what resolves this contradiction. And also see the Chazanish, Maestro, Simen Zion, Os Chaf Dalet. So in the last 2 minutes, that ends his first section, and it goes on for many pages. So just as a summary, the most Rishonim say that Truma of Peros is Midrabanan. And one of the reasons I like to quote the Minchas Asher is to understand just how complicated and complex halacha is, and to understand and appreciate the godless or the Rabbanan who are going back and forth to try to make halachic decisions. Although it doesn't apply to us today for the most part, especially in Chutz La'aretz, about taking off Truma, it's still something that we should be very knowledgeable about, we should try to delve into, we should have an idea, because we understand that ideally Kachin is something we should study, and if we were in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash, then it's something we'd have to be very careful about, and at the very least, we should try to learn, if you learn about halachas, the Zifi kept halachas. So it's not something that I really am familiar with, and I think that in this chusa of learning the Hilchas Truma, we should be able, that should serve as a merit to fulfilling it in whatever way that we can. And in this chusa of Truma, learning about it, we see the source tovos. Zoe and Ivan, wishing everybody brachas, welcome to learning. Live Torah, love Torah, and learn Torah. Have a wonderful night. Thank you very much. Goodbye.